Gragana gana gota guloru haram goranga guda tamago pyada kopa briksham gopala gada rati dam yati singha gora govinda deshi kavaram satatam namami gurave gurachandraya radhikaya tadalaye Krishnaya, Krishna Bhaktaya, Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachiya Dileka Kola Kahe Premananda Hemona Goranga Ridoya Dariya Bola Vaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Bolo Vaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Jejana Goranga Baje Sehoi Amara Pranare Jejana Goranga Baje Se hoy amar pranare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Yashaiva Padam Bhoja Bhakti Labhya Prema Bidana Parama Pumarta Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madgavirapi Gopala Sri Kriyat Kripaya Jari Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva Risheyustat Priya Janaha Sri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Sasanatana Rupaka Gopala Raghunath Apta Braja Bala Bapahimam Panchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Bhavamangala Thakur, he's given us a nice verse in his Govinda Damodara Astakam. Jagdota datto navanita pindu grihe yasoda vichitakshayanti uvacha satyam vadahe murare govinda damo radamaraveti bolo fresh butter, and she set aside a pot of that butter, and when she came back, she found that that butter was gone, and at that time, she shook her finger at Krishna, and she told them, hey, Murari, Dhamma Madhavi Chi. Govinda Dhamma Madhavi Chi. Govinda Dhamma Madhavi Chi. Krishna Khan. Yeah, thank you. She said that Uvacha Satyam Vada He Murari. Now listen, Murari. Tell me the truth. What happened to that butter? That same personality who's Param Satya, who's the supreme absolute truth, who whatever he says is absolute truth, whatever he says comes true, the same supreme personality of Godhead, Mother Yashoda, is questioning his honesty. Well, tell me the truth. What happened to that yogurt? So yesterday, we were hearing something about how Krishna was caught by the gopis, red-handed, and brought before Mother Yashoda. At that time, the 8th chapter, the 10th canto, text number 70, describes Krishnasya gopyo ruchiram viksha komara chapalam. Again, the word chapala is used. That Krishna is very, very restless. His komara chapala. His komara lila is a very, very restless lila. Shivancha kila tan matur iti hochu samagataha. At that time, it said that Prabhupada translates, observing the very attractive childhood restlessness of Krishna, all the gopis in the neighborhood would approach Mother Yashoda and speak to her as follows in order to hear about Krishna's activities again and again. So this is their purpose. They're not like the critics of this world. It's not that they're coming to complain about Krishna in an ordinary way, but their purpose is they want to hear again and again about Krishna's wonderful pastimes. Srila Prabhupada, he describes in his purport, says that Krishna's activities are always very attractive to his devotees. Therefore, the neighbors who were friends of Mother Yashoda informed her of whatever they saw Krishna doing in the neighborhood. Mother Yashoda, just to hear about the activities of her son, stopped her household duties and enjoyed the information given by the neighborhood friends. And the next verse describes something very interesting. Vatsan munchan kvachida samaye krusha sanjata hasa steyam svat atyata dadipaya kalpitai steya yogai Markan bokshan vi bhajati sachinati bandham binati dravya labhe sangriha kupito yatyupakroshatokan. Prabhupada translates, your son sometimes comes to our houses before the milking of the cows and releases the calves. And when the master of the house becomes angry, your son merely smiles. Sometimes he devises some process by which he steals palatable curd, meaning yogurt here in India, butter and milk, which he then eats and drinks. When the monkeys assemble, he divides it with them. And when the monkeys have their bellies so full that they won't take any more, then he breaks the pots. Sometimes, if he gets no opportunity to steal butter and milk from a house, he will get angry at the householders and will make the small children cry, and then he runs away. It's interesting, in this verse, there's a phrase which is not commented on, but it's a little obvious. Stay a yogi. There's many people in this world who practice yoga. Many people practice Ashtanga yoga or Hatha yoga. There's Kriya yoga. There's so many different types of yoga. We practice Bhakti yoga. But you'll be interested to know that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he also practices yoga. But he has a different kind of yoga. His yoga is Steya yoga. Steya means to steal. This is Krishna's yoga. And what is the meaning of the word yoga? From the word yoga comes our English word yoke, which is a little bit of an old word. But yoke is something which connects a bull to a plow or a horse to some ropes. Yoke means to connect with. And yoga also means to connect. And people practice yoga to connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in this verse, Sukadev Goswami is informing us that Krishna also does yoga, not to connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but his purpose is to connect with his devotees. And he practiced Steya yoga. And therefore, it's described by an ancient Vaishnav that Krishna is the greatest of all the different thieves. Braje prasidam navanita choram gopangana na chadukula choram oneka janmajita papa choram chora braganyam purusham namami. I offer my pranams to that person who's Choragraganya, who's the greatest of all thieves. He's famous in Braj as Makkan Chor, as a stealer of butter. And he also, Gopangana Cha Dukula Choram, he steals the clothes of the gopis. And for those persons, Oneka Janmarjita Papa Choram, who takes shelter of him, he steals the pop or the sin that they've accrued for many, many lifetimes. He's such a thief. Shri Radhikaya Hridayas, Shri Radhikaya Hridayas Choram, Navambura Shamala Kanti Choram, Padashritanam Sasamasta Choram, Choragraganyam Purusham Namami. I offer my obeisances to that Choragraganya, that foremost of all thieves, who Shiradikaya Hridayasya Choram, who's stolen the heart of Srimati Radharani, Navambuddha Shyamala Kanti Choram, who's stolen the black color of the rain cloud. Padashritanam cha samasta choram, who steals all the sins and sufferings of those persons who take shelter at his lotus feet. Akinchani padashritam akinchani padashritam yaha koroti bhikshum pati gehahinam kenapyaho bhishana chora idrig drishtashutova na jagat traipi. Such a thief he is. An ordinary thief only goes to steal from the houses of wealthy people. But this thief, he goes to people who are akinchana, who don't have anything. They don't have any wealth. They don't have anything at all. They're just surrendered devotees. And he takes them and he turns them even into more beggars. And he says that, oh, such a fearsome thief we've never heard or seen in all the three worlds. Yadiya namapi haratchatisham giri prasaran api paparatin ashchajarupo nanu chora hidrig drishta shutova namaya kadapi. He's such a thief. If someone just hears his name just one time, then he takes away all their sinful reactions. We've never seen, we've never heard of such a wonderful thief. I offer my pranams to that wonderful thief. Danam chamanum chatetindriyani pranam charitva mama sarvameva palaya se kucha drito dhyachora tvam bhakti damnasi moya nirudha. Such a thief deserves punishment. This thief, he's stealing everything that we have. He steals all of our assets. He steals our bank balance. He steals away your money, your land, your property, your prestige, your fame. He steals away your senses. He steals your mind. He steals your heart and everything. And then he goes running away. And so the author of this song, he says, "Where are you running? I'm going to catch hold of you, and I'm going to put you in a prison, a very appropriate prison for you, where you can never escape. I'll put you in the prison of my heart, a very, very dark prison, and I'll lock you up there, and you'll never be able to escape from that prison of my heart." So the gopis, they came and they complained to Mother Yashoda. In these 2.5 verses from the 8th chapter of the 10th canto, they're complaining to Mother Yashoda. And our acharyas have given some very wonderful commentaries on this. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that the gopis are coming and complaining at Mother Yashoda, "Just hear about your son's very mischievous deeds." That just before dawn, your very restless son, he walks all around the neighborhood. And everybody's very happy to see him. But they don't understand that actually he has another purpose in his walking around. His purpose is that he wants to see who has some makkhan, who has some yogurt put out so that I can steal it. Just like a good thief, we say, we is a word we use in American English, that he cases the scene. It means that he goes to a place and he looks over everything to see, when do they go away? Where are their valuables? How can I take things from them? And Krishna does this early every morning. Well, this Krishna Leela is non-different from the Gaura Leela also. Just as Krishna wanders around in the neighborhood every morning, so does Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sings about it. Udilo Aruna Purababhage Dvijamani Gora Amani Jagi Bolo. Udilo Aruna Purababhage Dvijamani Gora Amani Jagi Bhakata Samuha Loya Sate Gela Nagara Brahaje Bhakata Samuha Loya Sate Gela Nagara Brahaje. Because Gaura Leela is non-different from Krishna Leela. Every morning in Braj, when the sun begins to rise, Krishna goes walking through the neighborhood, looking around to see what he can steal. At Udula Aruna Purababhage Dvijamani Gora Amani Jagi. That same Krishna, who's now Dvijamani, the crest jewel of all the twice born, he also goes out every morning. And he's also looking to see what he can steal. But his stealing is a little different than the stealing of Krishna's. He's going out. Tatai, tatai, bajala ko, gana gana tahe janjira ro. Tatai, tatai, bajala ko, gana gana tahe janjira ro. Premi dala dala sonada anga, 사랑이 누구보다 바제 프레메 달라 달라 사랑이 누구보다 바제. Just as Krishna goes out every morning and he brings Madhu Mangal and Sri Dama and Subal and his different friends, and they're going out to see what they can steal. In the same way, Dwijamani Gaurahari, the crest jewel of all the twice born, the son of Mother Sachi, he also goes out every morning with the same group of companions, and he's looking around to see what he can steal. But he's not looking for butter this time. As we mentioned yesterday, in Krishna Sanghita says that this butter represents the hearts of the devotees. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also going out every morning and trying to capture and steal the hearts of all the residents of Navadvip. And they sing together. Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Bolena Bolo Deva Dana Bori Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Bolena Bolo Deva Dana Bori Micheni Dabase Gelore Rachi Divasa sari da saje Micheni da base Gelore rache Divasa sari da saje. He goes out every morning calling out Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Bolina Bolore Vadana Bodhi. Call out, my dear people, please chant the names of Krishna. He's the same Krishna, but now he's coming as a devotee, and he's advising everyone to chant those names of Krishna. And these very names of Krishna, just as Krishna is a great thief, these same names of Krishna, they steal away the hearts and the sins, the minds of all of Krishna's devotees. So every morning Krishna goes and does this, and every morning Gauranga Mahaprabhu also does this. So the gopis, they're coming to Mother Yashoda and they're complaining that before the time of milking the cows, your Gopal, he comes and he releases all the calves. Because every good Gwala, every good Gopa, cowherd man knows that when you go to milk the cows, the first thing you do is you let the calf go and drink some milk from the mother. But the calf will drink all the milk, so they have some portion they allow for the calf. And then they tie the calf up near to the mother, so the mother's still happy. And then they milk the cow. But Krishna goes and he unties the calves when they're trying to milk the cows. And this creates a big havoc, because then the calves are very, very intense. They go running there and they push at their head, the cowherd man, and they try to push their way in so they can drink more milk from their mother. And then the cowherd man, he can't milk the cow, and he stops what he's doing. He's running after the calves, trying to tie up the calves, and it creates havoc. And the gopis, they tell Mother Yashoda that while this is going on, while all the havoc has been created by your Krishna, then Krishna goes very stealthily, and he steals the yogurt and makkhan from the houses of the gopis, and then he runs away. And they say that one day, when that yogurt thief came, we started shouting, "Hey, beat him, tie him up." But on that day, he just smiled at us. That's all that he did. But he smiled in such a very, very sweet way that everyone became stunned and intoxicated by his smile. And we forgot everything. And just stunned, we just stood there while he smiled at us. And he kept eating all the yogurt and the butter right in front of us, and we couldn't do anything. Mother Yashoda, she replies to those gopis. She said, "Then why don't you just let him eat until his belly's full?" And the gopis said that you're always feeding him. Mother Yashoda, practically almost 24 hours a day, she's feeding her Gopal. You're always feeding him, so he has no hunger. It's not a question of hunger. He doesn't have any taste for the milk and butter products that we offer to him, but he likes it when they're stolen. When we give it to him, he won't eat it, but he likes very much to come and steal it. And he's very, very expert at two things. He's very expert at releasing the calves at the wrong time, and he's very expert at smiling. We've never seen anyone with such a smile that he has. When he smiles at us, we forget everything. And in these two ways, he's able to steal everything. One, by releasing the calves, and the second way, by smiling at us. And then he just steals everything. The gopis continue. They said that he uses his intelligence to find different ways to steal, and then he gives it to the monkeys. Many times it's mentioned that Krishna was feeding the monkeys of Braj. Why is this? My revered spiritual master, he gave some comment on this. And there's also a nice song by a poet named Balaram Das. If we have time today, I'm hoping to sing part of two songs by the same poet. Balaram Das lived around the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They say that he was a disciple of Lord Nityananda. And he sings in a very nice way. Twarpayeti vamsi Kali juge dandadari Hoila sanyasi. That same person, Tretaye Darila Danu, who in Treta Yuga was carrying a bow and arrows, Dwarpayeti vamsi was carrying a vamsi, a flute. In Dwarpar Yuga. Now Kali Juga Dandadari Haile Sannyasi. Now in Kali Juga, he's not carrying a bow and arrows, he's not carrying a flute, he's carrying a sannyasi's danda. And that same Krishna now, he's become a sannyasi. So Gaura Lila is Krishna Lila, and all the Lord's pastimes have some connection. And my Guru Maharaj, he said, one reason why Krishna was stealing the makan and feeding it to the monkeys. He once, Krishna told Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda was complaining. She said, Gopal, you're always associating with the monkeys, and you're like a monkey. You're very, very restless like the monkeys. Why are you feeding the monkeys? And Krishna told Mother Yashoda that, Ma, you don't understand. These are the monkeys of Braj. And these monkeys of Braj are very, very special. Previously, they were associates of Lord Ramachandra. And when Lord Ramachandra was going to fight with the evil Ravan, those monkeys, sometimes they didn't have anything to eat for many, many days. There was no forest and there was no fruits or anything. And so they're very, very hungry. So they're holding out their little hands to me. And I'm giving some makan in their hands. Because that same personality, Tretaya Darlila Danu, who was holding the bow in Treta Yuga, now Dwarpayeti Vamsi, now he's carrying a flute. Now he's become Krishna Bhagavan. So the gopis, they say that, and then when those monkeys, when Krishna gives them everything they want, their bellies become full and they can't eat anymore, then Krishna says, what's the use of my eating? I won't eat. And Krishna becomes angry. Because he wants the monkeys to eat, and then he breaks the pots. And sometimes, the gopis say, he enters into a house, and if he doesn't find any yogurt or butter, he becomes very angry at the inhabitants there. And he tells them, he shakes his finger at them. This little Gopal was like 3 or 4 years old. He shakes his finger at them, and he tells them, you stay here. Tomorrow morning, I'm coming back with a flaming torch in my hand. And if you don't give me some makan, then I'm going to burn down your house along with all your family members and children. And then after he says that, he goes and he scratches our children, our small children, with his fingernails. And they start crying. He's very, very wicked. The poet Dukhi Shamdas, he's described this in his Govinda Mangal. How sometimes Krishna, when he was coming, if there was no yogurt to steal, or sometimes he would run out of that yogurt, what he would do afterwards. Allah. Sing this and you can chant Hare Krishna in response. Munde tale Krishna puna jala gata hina kale tara mata aila nikata bolo Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Gopire dekhiya Krishna jaya paleya Krishna paschate gopi jaya Diya hai Hare Krishna Sometimes when Krishna would go to the homes of the gopis, if there was no butter and yogurt there, Krishna would get very annoyed. And then at that time, Tara Munde Tali Krishna Purna Jala Gata, he would take a bucket of water and pour it on the sleeping babies. And the babies would wake up and they would start crying and the gopis would come and then Krishna would go running away and the gopis, they would chase him to his house. But Krishna wasn't only stealing butter. You may know, if you know something about the business of the mafia, the mafia is a very, very bad group of people. One of their number one businesses is extortion. And they'll go and they'll tell people, look, if you want to be protected, you should give us some money. And if you don't give us money, then you're going to be in big trouble. If the person, the shopkeeper, doesn't give them money, then the mafia comes back and they attack their shop and they steal everything. So that business of extortion actually began in Braj with Krishna. And Dukhi Shamdas, he describes, Suno go sundare eka upadeshavani Karapana kori sara deha goyalini Hare Krishna Sometimes Krishna would go to the house of the gopis and he would tell them, Suno go sundari, oh my dear beautiful lady, Eka Upadeshavani, I have a little advice for you. I've heard that here in Braj is a big problem with thieves. Karapana kori sara deha goyalina. So you should give me some cream in my hand. And if you do that, I promise you won't have any troubles. Tomara garete tabal na asibe chor. Such a katakahi ami bara bara tor bolo Hare Krishna. He says it's such a katakahi ami. I'm telling you the truth that if you give me some butter, then I promise no thief will come to your house. You should understand what I'm telling you. This is the truth. So on one occasion, Dukhi Shamdas says, when the ladies of the house heard this, they all became very, very happy. And that one lady of the house, she brought a big container of makkhan for Krishna. And Krishna held out his little hands like this. And that gopi began to pour that makkhan into Krishna's hands. At that time, something happened. Govindera koro tahe nahi la puran Krishna boli sarana suna gopi gan hey Hare Krishna. But even though that pot of yogurt was so big and Krishna's hands were very, very little. The gopi kept pouring, but Krishna's hands didn't get full. And she kept pouring and pouring until the contents of that very big pot were completely empty. And Krishna looked very sad. And he looked down in his hands and he said, "You hardly haven't given me anything. You should give me more than this. This is not good." Sateka handirasa emona prakare bare bare dila loya govindera kore bolo Hare Krishna. In this way, the gopi, she gave all the makkhan that was in her house. And still Krishna looked disappointed. And still his hands were not full. So then she went to the house of some of the other gopis. And they said, "You should bring your makkhan. We have to feed Gopal." And all the gopis, they brought hundreds and hundreds of pots of cream. But Krishna's hands never became full. Dekicha matkita gopi nake dilahata machika hasiya grihe gela gopi nata hai Hare Krishna. Karapuna nahila jadu mani hase kahila se shabasa ekai garase Hare Krishna. So the gopis, they brought hundreds and hundreds of pots of yogurt. They brought butter. They brought all the butter and bread. And still Krishna's hands were not full. And at that time, Krishna started laughing. And then he ate all of it up in one morsel. And deki chamakita gopi nake dilahata. When the gopis saw this, that they couldn't fill up Krishna's hands, they became very, very astonished. And at that time, Krishna, who's Gela Gopinatha, who's the lord of those gopis, or the word Gopinath has two meanings. He's a person who's a nata of the gopis. But another meaning is that person who the gopis is his nata. Gopinatha means the lord of the gopis, and it means that personality who is serving the gopis, who is controlled by the gopis. And so at that time, Gopinath, Krishna, he just smiled and he went back to his home. Jiva Goswami also speaks in the same verse from the 8th chapter, 10th canto, in his Laghu Vaishnava Toshini. And he says that when the gopis, they complained to Mother Yashoda that Krishna was releasing the calves at the time of milking the cows, Mother Yashoda said, "There's so many people in your house. He's just a little boy. You can't stop him." And the gopis say, "We can't stop him because everybody's very busy with different activities in the house." And Mother Yashoda says, "Then why don't you frighten him?" And the gopis say that when we yell at him, he just laughs at us. He doesn't become frightened. And the Mother Yashoda says, "Why does he release the cows?" And the gopis then, hearing Mother Yashoda's comment, they laugh. And they say that Krishna told us, "I want to drink milk." That's why he releases the cows. And Mother Yashoda says, "My dear ladies, you're not very kind. You should give him some milk before he does this." And the gopis say, they smile and they say, "He only wants stolen milk. When we offer him some milk, then he won't take it. He only likes stolen milk." And Mother Yashoda says, "Then what's the problem? What's the harm if he comes and takes a little bit of milk from your storehouse?" And the gopis say that he only takes particular milk. We have some particular cream, some particular milk products that we've set aside, the very tastiest items that we have for our husbands. Jiva Goswami says like this, because the gopis are very traditional and they want to serve their husbands in a very nice way. And Krishna only goes and he takes that those milk products that we put aside for our husbands. Now, this is very interesting. In the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, in chapter 18, there's the prayers of the residents of Jambudvip. And in text 19 and 20, Lakshmi Devi, she's offering prayers to the Lord. And she speaks about what is really a pati, who is really a husband. Prabhupada comments on it. He says, in the material world, a so-called husband is dependent on the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he says there are many examples of a woman whose husband, being dependent on the result of his own fruitive actions, cannot maintain his wife, her children, her wealth, or even her duration of life. Therefore, factually, the only real husband of all women is Krishna, the Supreme Husband. Because the gopis were liberated souls, they understood this fact. Therefore, they rejected their material husbands and they accepted Krishna as their real husband. Krishna is the real husband, not only of the gopis, but of every living entity. In the next verse, in his Saartha Darshani commentary, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur speaks about what is the meaning of the word pati, husband. He says, pati shabdartam eva tana eva jananti e ahasa va iti patiti patu yeschatmanam api patum na shaknoti sakatam anya patityataha patamam akutobaya syat sacha eko bhavan eva. He says that in this verse, Lakshmi Devi is saying that the women in this world, they don't understand the meaning of the word pati or husband. They don't understand what is really a husband. And he says, how can a person who can't protect even himself, pati also means to protect, how can someone who can't even protect himself protect another person, his wife? First of all, someone is really pati, he says. That person should have no fear of anything. And sacha eko bhavan eva. You, my dear Lord, Krishna, you alone are that person. And therefore, Vishwanath says, pati shabda vacha ityartaha. You, Krishna, are actually worthy of the word pati, meaning husband or protector. So even though Krishna is so very, very small, he's teaching the gopis in this way what is really the meaning of pati. And therefore, he's going and he's stealing not just any of their yogurt and cream, but he's stealing the cream that they put aside for their husbands to teach them who's really your husband, who's really your pati, who's really your protector. And this way, Krishna behaves in such a very naughty way. In his Pajavali, Rupa Goswami tells a very nice pastime of Krishna. Nitam navanava nitam kiyad iti Krishna yashodaya prataha iyad iti guru janasavide vidrita danista payodara payat. Mother Yashoda, once she heard from the gopis that Krishna was stealing makkhan. And Mother Yashoda asked Krishna, tell the truth now. How much butter did you steal? And at that time, with a smile on his face, Krishna reached over and he grabbed the breast of Danishta. And he said, this much? He's such a little rascal. Even at such an age, we see that Krishna, his Madhurja Rasa tendencies are also there. So Mother Yashoda, then she tells the gopis, my little boy, he has no education. He hasn't started going to school yet. How can he steal from you? You're very clever ladies. You know so many different things. And the gopis, they reply that by his intelligence, he's invented so many methods of stealing that were previously unseen and unheard of. And the mother Yashoda, she says, why are you complaining? This is a result of your piety. Because everyone knows that we should feed Atithi Bhagavan. That when someone comes to your house, unannounced, that person is atiti. Titi means time. Someone comes atiti without any being announced. That person we consider atiti Bhagavan, that he's non-different from the Lord. So you're very fortunate. Atiti Bhagavan is coming to your house. This must be due to the piety of your father and your grandfather. So he's coming to your house without even being invited. And he's enjoying what's not even being given to him by you misers. You're very miserly. And after he's taken it, then why don't you feel happy? Why aren't you very joyful about it? And so the gopis, they reply, we're not happy because he gives it to the monkeys. We wouldn't feel bad if he sat down and ate it himself. We'd feel very happy. Or if he ate it with his friends. But before he eats it, he divides it up and he gives it to the monkeys. And if even one of those monkeys doesn't eat, because the monkey is full, already eating some fruits from the trees and brudge, then Krishna himself won't eat. And then he breaks the pot and he becomes very angry when the gopis don't follow his order. He tells them, you give some makkhan to the monkeys. And the gopis, if they refuse to do that, then he becomes very, very angry. And other times, if Krishna's already eaten, then he won't eat the stolen goods, but he'll just break the pot and he blames other people. And the mother Yashoda says, if you know all of this, every day you're coming to me like this and you're complaining, if you know all these things, then why don't you hide the pots? By not hiding the pots, you're making my playful child very agitated. Jiva Goswami, he comments in the midst of this conversation at this time. He says that the gopis in this shloka in the Bhagavatam, they use the word saha to indicate that Krishna is present, even though he's sitting right in front of them. But suddenly, Krishna's acting like another person. He's acting very, very innocent, and he's looking very, very cute. So the gopis, they answer Mother Yashoda, and they say that sometimes we hide the pots, but when we hide the pots, then he becomes very angry at everyone in the house. And then he goes and he makes the young children, and Jiva Goswami mentions such as Radharani and Chandravali and their younger brothers cry, and then he runs away. Sanatana Goswami and Brihad Vaishnav Toshini comments on this verse. He says that when Krishna makes a baby's cry, Krishna smiles. Prabhupada also said that this chanting is exactly like the cry of a child for the mother. And when Krishna hears that kind of cry, he smiles. Don't think that the crying of those children in Braj is an ordinary kind of crying. And Sanatana Goswami, he says that sometimes Krishna, he doesn't eat the butter, but he steals it and he gives it to the monkeys so that the gopis, they'll think the monkeys did it. He's doing so many, many very, very bad things. So the gopis, again and again, they complain to Mother Yashoda. And again, Mother Yashoda goes to chastise Krishna. And Krishna looks so very innocent. And he tells Mother Yashoda sometimes, the gopis, they're lying. It's not true. I didn't do that. Why would I do that? And Mother Yashoda, sometimes she believes that. But then other times, Mother Yashoda, the gopis, they come and they see, Yashoda Rani, you see? He has makkhan on his face. And Krishna's caught red-handed. Krishna can't deny. And then Mother Yashoda chastises Krishna. So the poet Balaram Das, who is one of the most wonderful Padyavali Kirtan writers in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, he's described what happened between Mother Yashoda and Krishna at that time. And how Krishna came to Nanda Maharaj and he had a complaint one day. Danda iha nandir age gopala kandanurage bhupa hiya padhe dara bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nataki be tomar gare apasha de amore maha iya bole nani chore. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna comes before Nanda Maharaj, and Krishna's crying. The tears of his mock anger are wetting his breast, and Krishna comes before him with a very angry look on his face. And he tells Nanda Maharaj, I won't stay in your house any longer. He said, what can be more insulting than this? A mother calling her own son a thief. Very, very bad. Dariya jugala kori bandiya chandana dori bande rani navani lagia. Hey. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ahiri Ramani hase dandaiya chare pase hoya noya deka sudaiya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna tells his father, Nanda Maharaj, he says, over a mere cup of cream. And Krishna doesn't call her Mata. He says, Dariya Jugala Kori, Bandiya Chandana Dori, over one little cup of cream, Bandi Rani, the queen. The queen, Navini Lagiya, she tied up my hands. And meanwhile, while that happened, Ahiri Ramani Hasi Dandaiya Chari Pasi, all the elderly gopis were standing around me and they were laughing. Hoya no deka sudaiya. You can ask other people if you don't believe me. It was very, very bad. And this way, Krishna is complaining to Nanda Maharaj. Anyera chayola, anyera chayola, jatta taranani kayaka, mahaiya keva bande kore. Anyera chayo, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, De Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Je bolo che more, na takia tare gore, e na duka sahite na pare. Bolo. Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna told Nanda Maharaj, he was crying. He said, all the other boys, they get to eat their fill of cream. As much cream as they want. But I don't get to. And what other mother is going and tying up her son? And he said, no matter what you tell me, I'm not staying here any longer. I'm leaving. Little 3-4-year-old Krishna. He says, E na dukkha sahite na pari. I can't tolerate the sorrow and the injustice of this. It's very wrong. Balahi kayache nani, nicha chora bale rani, bala manda nakori bicha. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Pariera charo paya, marina asiya daya, sishu boli daya nahita. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He said, in any case, I didn't even do it. It was Balaram. Balaram, he ate the cream. And for no reason, again he says, Nicha Chora Balirani. For no reason, the queen, he's not addressing her as his mother. For no reason, the queen, Micha Chora Bolik, she chastised me, she punished me as a thief. And then Krishna says something very harsh to Nanda Maharaj. He says, she's only doing this because I'm not really her son. sometimes we speak about this subject matter. It's a very big topic. Who's really Krishna's mother? And we know Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport, I think it's in the third chapter of the 10th canto, that actually, he cites Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Harivamsa Purana, that actually Krishna is the son of Mother Yashoda. He's not the son of Devaki. It seems like he's the son of Devaki. But according to Harivamsa Purana, Mother Yashoda gave birth to twins, a baby boy and a baby girl. And in the prison, that Janma Leela took place in there in Gokul. And at the same time that that pastime was happening, in Mathura, Krishna, as Vasudev, appeared in the prison of Kamsa. Now, Krishna is actually the son of Mother Yashoda. And Krishna tells Mother Nanda Maharaj, she's only doing this because I'm not really her son. She has no pity even on my tender age. And then Krishna gets very angry. He says, Angada balayatara arajata alankara aramani mukutara hara. He says, so take away my bracelets, take away my armlets, take away this nice mukuta money, this nice necklace of pearls that Mata gave me, the queen gave me. Take everything away from me, because I don't belong to you anymore. And now you can bid me farewell because I'm going to cross the Jamuna with pain in my heart. Balarama dasa koi, ei karma balonoi, daya gopala koro kode. At this time, the author of the song, Balaram Das, he said, this doesn't look very good. And Balaram Das, he calls out to Mother Yashoda, you should quickly come and take Gopal on your lap. Yashoda asiya kache gopalera muka muchi aparadak shama koromore. And then at that time, Mother Yashoda comes and she puts her Gopal on her lap and she wipes away his tears. And she looks and she says, aparadak shama. Please forgive me for my offenses, Gopal. Please forgive me, my little child. And Krishna looks very angry for a moment. And then Mother Yashoda loosens her choli and offers her breast to Gopal. And Gopal immediately takes Mother Yashoda's breast. Sometimes devotees, they think that Krishna is a brahmachari. I don't mean to offend anyone, but he's not a brahmachari. Krishna is a mamachari. He's very, very attached to his mother. And he performs these kind of activities. This is steya yogai. This is the yoga of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Stealing yoga, by which he steals the hearts of his devotees. So we'll continue this discussion tomorrow. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinda ki, Gopremanande Hari Hari Bo, Vanchakopadarubhischa, Kripa Sindhubhyeva cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namah.